During the City of Peterborough's Budget Committee meeting on November 21st, an increase in the transit budget was recommended for deferral. Based on a recommendation by the Transit Liaison Committee in September of 2023, the transit budget included an increase of nearly $600,000 to hire 4 full-time drivers and 2 on-street supervisors in an effort to increase frequency of some routes to half-hour service. Peterborough City Councillor Don Vasiliadis suggested to defer the hiring of the 4 full-time drivers to 2025.
Now, I'd like to make the following motion that the hiring of 4 full-time bus drivers be deferred to the 2025 budget and that $340,000 be put towards the net tax levy.
Vasiliadis was critical that hiring 4 full-time drivers would significantly increase the ridership of city transit.
What I'm saying here too is that if buses aren't leaving on time and are canceled, then I can't see how 4 extra drivers just at the moment will increase the ridership. I don't think you'd really draw a straight line to it necessarily.
Other city councillors spoke up in support of transit and the recommendations made by the Transit Liaison Committee, like Keith Riel.
We have to get transit down to a 20-minute service. If we're ever going to get people out of their cars and using transit, that's what we have. That's the benchmark. We're not there yet. We're getting there.
And Councillor Alex Burke spoke to the importance of transit in a healthy city.
Littered through this budget are studies that look at the downtown, that look at changing the Planning Act to encourage more people to use transit. And we're going to balk at this. We got to do this. Transit has been through enough. This is one of the foundational cornerstones of having a healthy city. And I'm definitely in favor of supporting transit the way that it's being asked to be supported fully.
Vasiliadis' motion to defer the hiring of 4 full-time transit drivers to the 2025 budget failed with 5 votes for the motion and 6 votes against. The 2024 budget will include the full amount to hire the recommended 6 new staff. This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF, FM 92.7, Trent Radio, here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanong.